Good morning. This is your Wellness Wake-Up Call with Kristen Bogdonis, nutrition and wellness educator for University of Illinois Extension, serving Rock Island, Henry, Mercer, and Starr counties. March is National Nutrition Month and the perfect time to observe your overall diet or eating pattern. An eating pattern is a totality of foods and beverages you consume over a lifetime. It represents all of the food choices you make from day to day. In the long run, making healthy shifts in your eating pattern is more important than focusing on individual foods. So how are we as Americans doing? Well, about 3/4 of the population has an eating pattern that is low in vegetables, fruits, dairy, and oils. But we're exceeding the recommendations for added sugars, saturated fats, and sodium. If we all made healthy shifts in our eating patterns, we may see an improvement in some of the following local statistics. In the Quad City area, the 2018 Community Health Assessment shows that nearly 40% of people are obese, that's a BMI over 30, and almost 75% are overweight. Both of these indicators are higher than Illinois, Iowa, and national averages for overweight and obesity. When we look at the percentage of people eating the recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, the Quad City area is falling short. Only 28% of people report eating the recommended servings. This is 5% lower than national averages. So think about your eating pattern for a moment. Are you getting enough nutrient-dense foods while limiting fat, sodium, and added sugars? Nutrient-dense foods provide higher levels of vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients important for health in relation to their calorie levels. Energy-dense foods, on the other hand, are high in calories but lack those high levels of important nutrients we need. I know, the thought of changing the way you eat can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be hard. We make over 100 food choices every day. Think of these choices as opportunities to move toward a healthier eating pattern. A few simple shifts throughout the day can lead to big rewards down the road. Here are 3 ideas for realistic, small shifts that you could make today. Number 1. To pack more protein, opt for Greek yogurt or other strained yogurt. This shift can pack up to double the protein while cutting sugar content in half. Greek yogurt is thick and provides the perfect base for your sweet and savory dips. Using Greek yogurt in place of cream cheese will also help you cut back on saturated fat in your recipes. Number 2. Increase your fiber intake by adding beans and lentils to your salads and soups. You could also try hummus on your next sandwich or wrap. Each half cup serving of beans is about 7 grams of fiber. It's important to aim for 25 to 30 grams of fiber a day for GI and heart health benefits. And number 3. Are you drinking your calories? The majority of added sugar in our diets comes from sugar-sweetened beverages like soda, juice, and sport or energy drinks. The average adult consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day. That's 3 times higher than what's recommended. By shifting away from the sweet stuff, you will save yourself hundreds of calories. Try infusing water with herbs and fruit, or diluting your juice with club soda. Remember, small shifts in food choices over the course of a week, a day, or even a meal can make a big difference down the road. Start small with 1 or 2 shifts, then gradually add more. Small shifts are much more manageable and more sustainable than the latest fad diet. You don't have to be perfect all of the time, but don't let immediate gratification trump the feeling that healthy habits create. Shift your daily habits and be the best version of you. For additional healthy shifts and a recording of today's podcast, visit wvik.org/wellness. This has been Kristen Bogdonis, nutrition and wellness educator for University of Illinois Extension, serving Rock Island, Henry, Mercer, and Starr counties. Wellness Wake Up Call is produced by WVIK in partnership with University of Illinois Extension and sponsored by the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center and the Planning Center in Moline.